Don't nobody go to college for free to run no races, I thought to myself, spitting a shell out. I hate when they get stuck to your tongue and you got to do that spit flick thing. So annoying. A weird looking kid? I can't really explain what he looked like. Well, let me try. You know how I said Mr. Charles looked like James Brown if James Brown was white? Well, this kid looked like a white boy if a white boy was black. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Let me start over. His skin was white, like the color white, and his hair was light brown, but his face looked like a black person's, like God forgot to put the brown in him. Wait, is that like Mr. Charles or not? Forget it. Anyway, the boy raised his hand. Yes, Lou, the coach said. Is it true you ran in the Olympics? The kid asked. Is it true that you didn't? The coach shot back, playing him out. The boy called Lou stood there like he just got slapped in the face by one of Charlotte Lee's rubber ducks, like he didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh,
he stammered, not sure of what to say. Don't worry about what I've done. Worry about what you want to do. If you stick with me, I can get you there. The coach wiped spit from the corners of his mouth. Now, he said, looking at his roll sheet, let's see what we can do with you newbies. Lou, Patina, Sonny, on the line. The three newbies hustled down to the other end of the track. Lou, you're up first. 100 meter on the whistle, the coach directed. The weird-looking dude, Lou, was decked out in the flyest gear, fresh Nike running shoes, and a full-body skin-tight suit like a superhero. He wore a headband and a gold chain around his neck, and a diamond glinted in each ear. All the other runners stood off to the side as the coach put the whistle in his mouth. He held a stopwatch in his other hand. Ready, he said through his teeth. Then came the short squeak. Breep! And Lou took off. It was quick. I mean, this kid was really fast. And when he got to the end of the straightaway, a woman who was sitting on a bench on the other side of the track jumped up and squealed and clapped like this dude was some kind of celebrity or something. I was impressed. Not enough to clap. Really, I was just happy something unboring was finally happening, but definitely impressed enough to stop sorting seeds in my mouth until he was done.